This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is the most important thing Trump ever said.
Always remember, they are coming after me because I am fighting for you. That's what's happening. Always remember, they are coming after me because I am fighting for you. That's what's happening. Always remember, they are coming after me because I am fighting for you. That's what's happening. Always remember.
Always remember.
Coming after me because I am fighting for you. That's what's happening.
They're coming after you. Well, he's announced his new commission, Biden has, who's not president-elect. Another giant hoax on his face. And in the commission is like a legion of Satan. Ezekiel Emanuel that said he wants death panels of people killed at age 75 under government orders. And he wants to bankrupt the United States under Cloud and Piven. He says publicly he supports communism. They have another scumbag on the board that says they're going to ration health care to Americans. These commies will hurt you real bad. You see what they do to the cities they control. Remember Hillary just a couple months ago, and then everybody else like parrots repeated it in the Democratic Party, said do not concede under any circumstances because they were projecting a big Trump win, and he did win in the states. He won by a bigger margin. And he was winning by a bigger margin until they closed the polls in those five, six magic states that night. Now they're in full panic mode because Trump just won North Carolina and Alaska. Oh, they've been counting real slow when the states are going for Trump. But when the states were going against Trump, well, they were all done that night. This is simply incredible. But here's Hillary saying, do not concede the election no matter what, and then until the votes are certified by the state, Trump is not reelected. Oh, but now, within 5 days of the election, they told you, the media did, as the new kingmakers, because they decided themselves, to say that they decide who the president-elect is. No, that's not the law. Incredible. Here's Hillary.
My advice to Joe Biden, and I've told the campaign this, obviously, is do not concede under any circumstances, because I believe the other side is going to cheat and sneak and try to do everything.
If he loses, he's not going to leave if he loses.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances because I think this is going to drag out. And eventually, I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is. My advice to Joe Biden.
So there were two parallel plans, plan A, B, and they actually went with C, as I said on Monday and Tuesday with my prediction. A was to try to just steal it outright with so much election fraud, so much hacking, so many scams that they could say Biden won that night. When it became clear that wasn't the case, they paused it, brought in all the extra ballots, all the graphs show that straight up, not organic, but straight lines to get him above. They don't care. They're flaunting it in your face. But I said they might go with C, where they pause it, but it only goes for a few days, and then they start stuffing the ballot boxes and just prematurely announce him without even completing the stuffing. And that's what they did. They did a hybrid of it to make it look like it was legitimate for a few days, and no one knows who the real winner is, and it's paused. So you would think that process was legitimate, so that when the mainstream media announced the winner, you would buy now that mainstream media tells you who's the winner. It's the state clerks, it's the county clerks, it's the legislatures, if that can't be decided. But that's the Constitution. Remember, Joe Biden broke his promise, too. He said that he would not declare himself the winner until all votes were counted. But then they flipped that around. Now they don't want them counted. Here it is.
Biden, final question for you. Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted, and will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
Yes, and here's the deal. We count the ballots, as you pointed out. some of these ballots in some states can't even be opened until Election Day.
So and there you go, folks. That was the plan all along. And they stole it in front of God and country, but they're not going to keep it. Joe Biden's going to prison, not going into the White House.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fighting against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Supermel Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, which is a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency zone.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The level of historical greatness, the level of historical developments, the level of the magnitude is unparalleled in my lifetime and in anyone else's lifetime living by any historical yardstick. The United States is fighting for its life in an internal civil war inside the federal, state, and local governments with a multinational consortium that is using stolen CIA tools to hack the election. That information is now coming out and is now confirmed. Evidence is pouring out all over the country as elections, state elections, local elections flip to Republicans, never to Democrats. As the counties realize they're under criminal investigation, they're going back and doing audits and reviews and finding, oh, sorry, we flipped all these votes from Trump to Biden, and in the process, straight ticket flipped it away from all the other Republicans. There's the headline on InfoWars.com. Global exclusive. Civil war inside federal government. Raging. Trump moving against deep state coup plotters. Watch live. Now, I don't just have that from a lot of high-level sources at the Pentagon. I don't just have that from CIA sources that have been very accurate in the past. I can watch it happen from the enemy side with Brennan, former director of the CIA, voted for the communists twice in college, says he's a communist now. Joined Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia, that's Al-Qaeda, that's on record. This America-hating sack of garbage put in all the illegal surveillance grids on you and your family, spied on the president illegally. He went on TV yesterday and said, we need a palace coup, invoke the 25th Amendment, and remove Trump. He's so dangerous because he took over the Pentagon. And yes, he did. He's the president still. What happened? Well, you notice they brought in that former Special Forces commander who was a protege of General Flynn as Secretary of Defense. And then all these folks who have been very prominent, let's just say behind the scenes, have all been moved in to the Pentagon and Southcom and all the boys down in Florida. And so the fight is on, and that commie Wahhabist piece of trash, Brennan, is crapping bricks right now. 70 days left. We are in the 79 days of hell with an actual Chi-Com back coup with thousands of videos and recordings of Hunter saying he's a Chinese agent under the head of Chinese intelligence. The head of it. And it's so secret the name's not even known. So, I mean, this is unbelievable. This would be like having video of the hookers pissing on Trump that never happened. Imagine if you had recordings of Trump going, I meet with the head of the Chinese intelligence. He gives me money. I'm under criminal investigation in the Southern District. My daddy's mad at me. I got my daddy the $30 million, though. My daddy told me to do it. I mean, this is ridiculous. Oh, and Ivan Raiklin, formerly with the Defense Intelligence Agency and a lawyer, is going to bring you the real map, that just so happens to be in the Pentagon right now and other places. You're going to get a bird's eye view here exclusively in the second hour about what's really going on and where Trump really is. These are the real numbers. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's been counsel to the Pentagon and to other folks, and he's going to be joining us, former Green Beret and a great patriot. So Ivan Raiklin is coming on the transmission, and Steve Pachetik's coming on. He's the guy that said 2 weeks ago on the show they were going to fire the Secretary of Defense, and they have the CIA and others. Did you hear they all got fired? You probably hear about the CIA director being fired and a lot of other folks being fired. So you better pray to Jesus, folks, that this turns around, because we are in a dangerous situation. We have a foreign Chi-Com globalist-backed attack on America. We have real bona fide election meddling. We have massive voter fraud, election fraud, deep state hacking. We know the tools, and we know the programs that they use to do it, scorecard and the hammer, and it's all coming out. So when you hear that Trump has the proof and know who did it, he does off scorecard and hammer. And these are real contacts inside about the fight that's going on. It is absolutely unprecedented and so edge of your seat that I just can't even imagine growing up all these years, knowing about the New World Order, knowing they were infiltrating, taking over institutions, and to have lived at almost 47 years old as a father of four, someone that loves this country, I know you love this country as well, to watch the actual attempted commie takeover with a consortium of billionaires who were tax exempt, going to bankrupt the middle class, and to have the new COVID by president-elect, which he's not, Biden, say permanent lockdown, Cloward and Piven to collapse this, and to have Club of Rome and the Davos group say, we're going to teach Americans to behave. You're not opening for 10 years, at least. And they said, when we're done, you will have basically communism. You will own nothing. You will have nothing. You know, Tony Montana is a fictional Cuban, and he's grabbed off the boat, and he's sitting there inside customs and immigration. And they say, where'd you get that, you know, scar? And he says, listen, I want to get away from communists. You own nothing. You have nothing. You eat squid three times a day. You're a slave. You've got a spy on every corner watching you. You're censored. You have no free speech. I want my democracy just like Jimmy Carter said. Folks, you look at what Tony Montana says as a fictional character, and we're now living under the beginning of that. Worse than that. They want to make you poor. They want to control you. I mean, Cuba is such a rich country. It was so rich before. Money, just products, great people just pouring out of it. Now look at them. They drive 57 Chevys, and they came to get basic medicine. And you're witnessing the actual takeover of this country. I mean, this is it. If Biden gets in, it's over. They're going to gut the economy. They're going to bring you to your knees and then make you beg them and literally go to re-education seminars to even be able to have a job. They're announcing truth and reconciliation commissions. And you ask, why would they run a communist program when it's all these billionaires that control it? It was billionaires that put Lenin in power. It was billionaires that put Mao Zedong in power. They wrote op-eds in the New York Times, David Rockefeller. They set offshore and give you a communist regime for a decade and let the communists exterminate your ass, enslave you, take all the men out that are strong, break everybody's will, and then they always put a bunch of tattling women in as minders to spy on everyone. That's how it's been since the days of Julius Caesar. The Romans have a manual. I never knew about it. Lord Thomas Sowell wrote about it decades ago. And I went and looked it up and found references to the manual of sugar cane slave owners in the Caribbean 500 years ago. And they translated from Latin the Roman management system. And they said in there, what we do is we bring in a bunch of slaves. Back then it would be German slaves 2,000 years ago. But in the case of this, it was African slaves. And we get the biggest, strongest man, and we beat him to death in front of the women and children and say, if you keep your men in line, we won't kill the rest of your men. And that's how feminism is set up, where everybody knows Aunt Jemima's in the house, the men are out in the slave pit. That's what this is. This is Roman slave techniques, okay? And that's just how this operates, ladies and gentlemen. And so women believe they're protecting everybody by going along with it because they have Stockholm Syndrome. Women are about eight times more likely psychologically, statistically, to go under Stockholm Syndrome because it's an adaptation to survive. And that's why governments that are corrupt always kill the men because they know they're not going to submit. And Aunt Jemima's a nice, sweet lady. But if she caught any of the black men doing something they weren't supposed to, she'd go and have them hung. Well, that's your feminism now. They work for Bezos. They work for the billionaires. They work for the slave factories in China. And they are breaking this country right now. And they are coming in to take over. So when you see Black Lives Matter, and they all look like Aunt Jemima, they are, folks. They are literally Marxist, Leninist, Satan worshippers who follow Mao Zedong and say they hate men's very existence. And the only good man is a castrated man. And their main sacrament is no families for black people, especially, and that black men have their testicles removed. I'm not making it up. Because, see, they can't outright kill all the black men, so they just cut their balls off. All right, when we get back, I'm going to break all of this down for you today, ladies and gentlemen, and the real nature of all of this. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Please spread the word. History is happening now. They're censoring everyone, but InfoWars is that sentinel, that lighthouse on the hill, still on because of you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of people are asking how we predicted everything that's unfolded with about 99% accuracy. We were about 95% accurate before. But the globalists weren't making their big move before. We knew their main operations. We knew their directions. We knew how they were integrating the systems together. We knew what their end game was because they admitted it, just all in different compartmentalized pieces. I reverse engineered it with others. Neo-feudalistic global fascism. Collectivism for us. Slavery for us. Godlike, above the law control for the new superclass. And they all write books about it. They all brag about how we're slaves. And then they set up this fake touchy-feely liberal system where if we have free speech, that's evil. We've got to protect people. We've got to take your speech away. You might hurt somebody's feelings. But, oh, if you challenge an election or you show fraud, we're going to ban you too. And if you challenge a vaccine that damages you, we're going to ban that too. But if we want to say a vaccine's bad, we're allowed to. It is absolutely oxymoronic suspension of logic tyranny. Again, Alex Jones here back live. Let me tell you the big news here. You saw Pompeo come out yesterday, the Secretary of State, not cutting and running like so many other people. And he said, look, we're going to have a smooth transition to the second Trump administration because they know it's systemic election fraud. And they know they've held up Alaska and North Carolina because they don't want to give any wins to the president that push his number up to that number that he needs, that 270. And now as Arizona moves closer and closer, they slow the countdown because statistically, if you look at the votes he's gained the last few days of recounting, Trump is within 10,000 votes or so. It's getting closer and closer and closer. And remember, Fox News had called Arizona. But now it's a battleground. Well, wait a minute. And so what's happened? We've had Decision HQ, one of the seven groups the media said is allowed to call the election, even though it's the state governments certifying the elections. They just quietly admitted that, okay, Trump just won Alaska and North Carolina. And that happened last night. Almost no coverage of that. I've even been telling people about it that I know, and they're like, really? I didn't hear. He did win North Carolina. He didn't win Alaska. Well, we would have heard about that. I mean, the election's over. I mean, you saw CNN. They said that it's President-elect Joe Biden. And CNN has this big headline. This info is out there on the Internet claiming Joe Biden's not President-elect. Well, that's by their rules. They claim that that has happened. Their rules. They decided with big tech a month ago that seven groups could announce who the winner was, and seven groups were accurate. And it turns out almost everything they've said is now being reversed and is the process of being reversed. And everywhere they do spot recounts, they're finding that the votes were flipped against Trump and flipped against Republicans. And a bunch of races have already flipped back. So we are now here at the crossroads, and the country is in deep, 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 deep crisis. And if these were just Democrats trying to steal the election, I would still oppose it. But they're Chi-Com globalists that say they don't want America to exist itself, and that America's ethos is racist, and that America was never great, it'll never be great. That's Cuomo. And they've been caught lying, and they said they were going to contest the election no matter what. And now they just took the election over and just announced that Trump is the loser when that's not the case. And as the recounts go on, and as the injunctions take place, you're going to find a large portion of the ballots are fake. They've even had the head Georgia election officials come out and say that. They've even had those that are over the election recount at the state level say that if these ballots were falsely postmarked after the election, saying they were before the election, they're being thrown out. And Biden is going to lose Georgia. Biden is going to lose Pennsylvania. Biden is going to lose Michigan. Biden is going to lose Wisconsin. Biden is going to lose Arizona. Biden is going to lose Nevada if we can get into the ballots. What a moment to be alive. The actual takeover of America. And as Trump said, they want to get me because they want to get you. They got to come through me to get to you. And Biden has already said he's going to kill all oil exploration in the United States. He said all of it. That's the Chinese UN order. We're done. That's more than half our energy. No one will be able to do business here. They said, don't worry, we'll give you a universal income where you don't own your car, your apartment, your clothes. Everything is owned by the banks, so they can dictate total control. And now the head of the Davos Group says, we engineered this, and we're using COVID, that's not even a threat, let's just quote, to take over your life. They even rub it in, and their mindless supporters only hear they're going to get a check for a few years, and don't think about what happens after that. This is where communism buys you off for a few years. You get to lay around and drink beer and act like a trendy. And then after that, off the FEMA camp. They call it the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And Klaus Schwab just wrote a new book titled COVID-19 and the Great Reset. And they told you what the Great Reset is 3 years ago. The end of industrialized civilization in Europe and the United States, Canada, and Australia. Everything moved to China. Everything factory farmed. Everything GMO. It's just incredible. So when we come back, I'm going to play you Pompeo. I'm going to play you Brennan. I'm going to play all of this for you on the other side of this quick break. And I do need this article, so just for time constraints, I've got to send it over because I'm going to talk about this in the next segment. And it's very, very important. They've had a little trouble finding it because sometimes CNN changes headlines. But here it is. I'm going to send it on over to you guys to print it for me. Misinformation channels claim Biden is no longer president-elect. That's not true. Well, it's not that he's no longer president-elect. He never was. You can go to the Constitution, and I'll explain that when we come back. It's the states and the state legislatures and the election systems that decide that and certify it at the state level. And then if it's still contested, it goes back to the legislatures. They can also try to get the electors to not go. They tried to get the electors not to go with Trump. 4 years ago, that failed because it was obviously a fraud. But these are the checks and balances built into the Constitution. The news websites are Infowars.com and, of course, Newswars.com. And you can still share our URL on Twitter to places where 2020electioncenter.com is banned and band.video is banned. You can still share 79days.news. 79days.news. Share the live feed of the video from 79days.news. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus. Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Cavachil, Supermel Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're at a very historic moment on this Wednesday afternoon. America is in a state of civil war between foreign globalist forces and forces loyal to our republic and our system. A lot of you are really freaked out that you've seen Joe Biden announcing himself as the president-elect and having the nerve to put up a big sign behind him saying it, and the whole media and even Fox News announcing it. But under the law, it's a fraud. But that's what these scammers are trying to do because their past hoaxes have failed. But I've got some good news for you. Ladies and gentlemen, the 46th President of the United States. That's right. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's not Donald John Trump. He was the 45th president. God rest his name in the annals of history. And it's not Joe Biden, the Chinese communist globalist agent. No, all you've got to do is be a media outlet and then announce that you are allowed to announce the winner and that no one else is. And then you just announce whoever you want is the president-elect. And so you just have a dark blue background with a presidential seal on it and some white font, and you are the president-elect. 46th president of the United States, Alexander Emmerich Jones of Texas. There it is. I've got a graphic. Office of the president-elect, Alex Jones. I never thought growing up I'd be the 46th president of the United States. But I've got a media outlet, and I'm on air, and that's all you got to have. I mean, Big Tech told us a month ago, they said, listen, only seven groups are allowed to announce the winner. AP, Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC, and this other consortium group. And yeah, those groups have called Alaska, and they've called North Carolina for the president because he actually won those states, but that's not going to be on the news. It's not going to be on the news that with the recount in Arizona, other places, that Trump's narrowed the lead and statistically he's going to win. And they haven't even started investigating the fraud yet. I mean, they've already caught him in the fraud, but they haven't been able to get in to the full group of ballots in Pennsylvania and other places. So, quite a world. Suddenly on CNN, all these states are back in play. But I was told last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday that Nevada was going to Biden, and Arizona was going to Biden, and Colorado was going to Biden, and I was told all these states were going to Biden. But now, because Trump's actually demanding all the votes be counted, and now because the votes are showing it's going the other way, wow, something's happening they don't like. So what are they going to do again where they said he will go to jail, he is a Russian agent, we have the proof, it's coming out, 100%, every media channel said it wasn't true. Every media channel said he couldn't get the growth rate up to 3%, impossible, got up to 3.8. Every media channel said that he wasn't going to be elected president, but he was. And then in the states he won by bigger margins. And the states that he lost, they closed the polls, they say he lost. And then suddenly the graphs went straight up, which all the statisticians that are coming out admitting is classic fraud. When you see an organic curve and then a perfect straight line going up, they're being very, very lazy how they did this. And so here's what's currently happening. And take it from me, Alex Jones. Well, I guess I'm the president now, president-elect. I've got to be very formal. Alexander Emmerich Jones. Now that Alexander Emmerich Jones, or Alexander E. Jones, is now your 46th president, now that I'm going to call world leaders, we're beginning the transition. Again, I have a graphic. Because I have a media institution. I have InfoWars. Most of the time, it has more viewers than CNN. So if just having viewers means you're credible, then InfoWars is able. Because even mainstream news admits we have a bigger audience than CNN a lot of the time, depending on what we're covering. Then I am the president. I am the president. I am the president. I am the 46th president. Hell, they tell us now, Bill Nye, the science guy, that the chromosomes aren't for males and females, that there's more chromosomes. It's not true, but media said so. Maybe Bill Nye, science guy, will say he's the president. Because, you know, he's got a popular show, millions of viewers. So Bill Nye, the science guy, is the president. Hell, you're the president. But you got to have a big media outlet, and then you can declare anybody you want. There they are, Associated Press. They are cheering me. Let's get some audio here. They are cheering outside the White House, Alexander Emmerich Jones, 46th president, to replace Donald John Trump. So let's get serious, ladies and gentlemen. I am not the president-elect. You don't have CNN or InfoWars or ABC News or anybody announce who the president-elect is unless someone's conceded. Until it's been certified by the states, and then once it's certified by the states, then the electors move forward and you seat the president. On January 6th, the electors meet and they decide to be faithful and go with who the president is that's been elected, whether it be the incumbent or not. And then on January 20th, you have the inauguration and they're sworn in that ceremony. That's how this works. Everybody knows that, at least if they're paying attention. But you're told, and I'm told, we're bad if we don't just believe CNN when they tell us that, well, look, I mean, guys, pull it up. Just type in, Joe Biden launches of office of the president-elect. And it's videos of him standing up there with a blue background saying he is the new president-elect. All he's got is a lectern. He's got the shield. He's got the symbol. And now he's going to brief you on COVID-19. Oh, and all you Democrats thought the lockdown would end. You know, you all kind of played along. It was hysteria. It was to hurt the economy. It was to make Americans miserable. It was a strike. It was a program. It was siege. And now you're learning you're not essential forever. You're never getting your job back. Well, don't worry. There's a guaranteed universal income, but you'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. And you'll live in a 250-square-foot apartment with a roommate. That is the wonderful announcement. But here's the problem. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, as a great literary master once said. I'm not going to plagiarize it like Joe Biden would. And things aren't going the way they want because Trump just won North Carolina, though you won't see that on the news. He just won Alaska, and everywhere there's a recount, he's gaining votes, and they're beginning to now engage in the criminal investigation, and the attorney general has opened a criminal investigation, and they've just fired the globalist Secretary of Defense, who wanted to teach everybody that America sucks and white people are bad. They've just fired the director of the CIA that ran all the torture and was obviously involved trying to hack this election. And Trump is on a berserker spree, finally taking the gloves off with 70 days. Already 9 days of hell are over. There's 70 days left in the 70 days of hell. Who told you that was coming? Because one way or the other, the enemy was going to steal it and Trump was going to contest it. Or Trump was going to win it and they wouldn't grab it up front and they would contest it later. Because they told us, and that's the big secret. If you actually watch the Clinton Global Initiative, you actually read what these monsters are saying, they tell you everything their criminal butts are going to do. Now, we have Ivan Rayton coming on. He's a former Green Beret officer in the military, constitutional lawyer, works with General Flynn. I'll just leave it at that. And, of course, the new Secretary of Defense, but Ivan's a civilian now. And he's going to come on as a lawyer, a constitutional lawyer, with a map that's the war-gamed map. But the Pentagon and Trump are looking at. We'll just leave it at that. But you're going to get to see this map, and we're going to have it on screen for you. We're going to spend an hour getting into the real numbers, and not just a path to victory, but a bigger electoral win than Trump got last time, a total repudiation of Russiagate, the corporate media, all their lies, all their fraud, everything. And that's why they quadrupled down with this fraud and have bet the farm and are just saying everywhere, he is the president, he is the president. Joe Biden, 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 Joe Biden. President-elect, 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 president-elect. Because they'd already printed up all the, in fact, go pull it off the wall for me again. They already printed up last election, general election, Hillary's, Madam President. I mean, the media said so then. Newsweek called it for Hillary. That means she's the president. If the media calls it, it means, you guys can just search Madam President Newsweek cover. It means that she actually is the president because the media called it. Think of the power grab of the corporate media saying that the states don't matter, that the state attorney generals don't matter, that the state election systems don't matter, that the courts don't matter, that no, Madam President Newsweek said Hillary Clinton's historic journey to the White House. I guess it's the first lady. No, it was as Presidente. She's our president in that alternate dimension. This is going to get crazy, though, because the establishment was allowed to run all these other hoaxes, so now they've run the mother of all hoaxes. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I never come to you, Tulsa. I never come to you with anything that isn't what I really truthfully believe is what's happening. And Trump won this election in a landslide, but they tried to steal it. And now the evidence is mounting, the fraud's pouring in. And the corporate media that signed on to the Chi-Coms and their anti-American activities, who want to break this country in a permanent COVID lockdown, like what the Soviets did for 10 years to bring their people under control in 1917, they're in full panic mode. They've had all these whistleblowers come out from the USPS about post-dating ballots after the election, saying that they were from before the election. My brother-in-law, who I wouldn't even say is right-wing or left-wing, he's more pragmatic, he was fighting mad the day after the election, watching somebody postmark 50 of them or so, working with the post office. And he said, I didn't want to violate federal law and videotape somebody in a polling place. It is illegal to videotape that. See, they use that against us. I would have done it because there's a whistleblower protection. But I'm not knocking Alex Rivera. He's a great guy. But he was just flabbergasted. He's a smart guy. He's a chemist. He was sitting there watching it happen. That's my family saw that. I have stacks of articles I didn't get to yesterday or today.
of just total proof, video of the fraud, people admitting it. The Georgia head of elections admitting they caught a bunch of fraud. And it's all for Joe Biden. Of course it is. Because as Christians and as conservatives, we don't break the rules until a tyranny takes over. And then we start breaking a lot more than the rules. Well, I don't want to go down that path. I want to turn this country around. But let me drop some bombshell, when I say bombshell, info on you right now. Again, if you tune in to CNN, any of these channels, you're not hearing any of this. But it slipped out on NBC last night that Trump had just won North Carolina. And the fact that they showed it, they said, oh, F, and then cut away. Viewers of MSNBC were caught off guard when one of their hosts did not respond to a question from host Craig Melvin and instead appeared to look down at his phone several times and become very visibly alarmed. The camera quickly cut away from Deliana and back to Melvin, who was caught on a momentary loss for words before saying, okay, we've had to bleep it out. But you understand, we can show you the CNN maps from 24 hours ago that had Biden at 270 and what, Trump at 214 or whatever. And now magically they played this game saying, okay, you want to play this game? All these states that were for Trump, we're going to say are in contention too, because now we are going to count the votes like we promised we do. So now they've got Trump at 125 and Biden at 203. How is that? 210 now on the table. We were told it was over no matter what. Why, it's the office of the president-elect. Oh, remember that? Just because Newsweek printed up 250,000 copies of this 4 years ago and had them on newsstands the day after the election, Hillary won the election. Did you know that? Because a media outlet said so. Not the voters, not the certification of the vote by the state attorney generals and others. No. The media said Hillary was the winner, remember? So she is, but we all knew that was a lie. And so they've done it again in a mammoth hoax, but they have quadrillion down. Not quadruple down, quadrillion. Fox News, radio, CNN, everything is president-elect, 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 president-elect. Trump's a Russian agent, Trump's a Russian agent, Trump's a Russian agent. On and on and on and on and on and on. So here's what happened on MSNBC.
Kim Delanian has some new reporting on something that we talked about at the top of the hour, how the Trump administration is handling the transition with the incoming Biden team, or not handling it, we should say, to a certain extent. This time, it involves our intelligence community. Ken, what have you learned, sir? Okay.
That's when they flipped it all back. And that's what they call crapping bricks right there. But notice you're not hearing he just won North Carolina. You're not hearing he's winning the recounts. You're not hearing he just won Alaska. Because these people are sitting up there saying, how dare him not transition? How dare him not hand the keys to Joe Biden when we've got them on the run? And this is a big article. Somebody hadn't written the article yet. CNN and all of them now changed the numbers where it's not Joe Biden at 270. Put that back on screen. This is so insane for radio listeners. I'll describe it. CNN, Decision Desk, HQ, all these, Biden 203, Trump 125. But see, they still set it up to make Trump like the loser. Now they'll try to steal those elections or block the recounts of them. And now they're saying, oh, Texas isn't counted. Now we know why my brother-in-law, the day after the election on Wednesday, saw a fellow with 50 ballots with his name on it being accepted and postmarked by the post office. And again, we've been a big article yesterday about California where a woman that lives in Texas, her mother, where she used to live with, got a letter from the government saying, okay, you voted for Joe Biden. Thanks for voting. She went and checked the Secretary of State's office in the state and saw that she voted for Biden, even though she voted for Trump here in Texas. People are like, well, why do you care? They already have California. They got it because of fraud. It's not really blue.
Everybody's not leaving for no reason. It's taken over. Democrats bring in election fraud like nobody else. That's why they're so hard to beat. It's like cancer. People always think one-dimensionally. Well, why do you care? They already got California. They got it from fraud. And now they're going to do it in your town, your state. Here's Pompeo laying it out, Secretary of State yesterday, freaking the globalist out.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right, we're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, and successful with a president who's in office on January 20th, a minute afternoon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
Do you believe there's widespread voter fraud, that the reports that we're getting from Pennsylvania, from Michigan, showing vote totals and massive leads or significant leads with 99% reporting are going to be overturned, and that the United States failed to conduct a fraudulent free election?
Rich, I'm the Secretary of State. I'm getting calls from all across the world. These people are watching our election. They understand that we have a legal process. They understand that this takes time. Right? It took us 37-plus days in an election back in 2000. We conducted a successful transition then. I'm very confident that we will count, and we must count every legal vote. We must make sure that any vote that wasn't lawful ought not be counted. That dilutes your vote if it's done improperly. We've got to get that right. When we get it right, we'll get it right. We're in good shape.
Sure.
We'll come back with our next guest who's going to lay out the true path to victory, what the real numbers are showing, what the real fight is, though, at the legislature level. That really needs to override all this and make sure that the fair election is executed, because the enemy can still win. They are gaslighting people to the next level. You heard that reporter. Why, are you saying we didn't have a fraud-free election? What a ridiculous statement. We're going to go to break, start the next hour. I don't have to explain to you that this is all about word of mouth. Everybody else has been kicked off Twitter, Facebook. Everybody's shadow banned or outright banned. The internet kill switch is in place. We're on AM and FM stations. We're at band.video. We're at Infowars.com with giant audiences of watching the videos, listening to the reports. And if you just simply tell other people to tune in and get the forbidden information, and if they tell other people, hey, America's under attack, a foreign Chi-Com attempt to overthrow our election, And the Democrats are caught red-handed, and Trump's calling in the Pentagon, and we understand what's going on, and we've caught him red-handed. If that excitement happens, and you chain reaction, and get others to chain reaction, it's over. It's over for the new world order. So band.video, 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 infowars.com/show. Separately, we got to fund this operation. I'm going to D.C. for the big event. We got the caravan now. There's reportedly hundreds and hundreds of vehicles going into Georgia out of the great state of Florida with Owen Schroyer. American Crisis Emergency Lockdown 2 is coming. Let's stop it. Let's stop the martial law of Biden. Great products. Store-wide free shipping up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to sell it to everything. We got to get money in to fund this operation. Who knows if we'll be able to even operate in the future without cash already in our accounts. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We're fighting a war. We need funding. These are great products to begin with. InfoWars.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.